Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Mrs. Marin here, and today's podcast features Mrs. Rambo. Have a few questions for her. I'm looking forward to seeing what she says. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm great.
Awesome. So, Mrs. Rambo, why did you first start taking martial arts?
I started taking martial arts when I was 9 years old because my real father had passed away. So I was unsure on how to deal with the emotion of losing him. So I became very angry and my parents were like, hey, let's try Taekwondo. And that's what they did. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, that's an awesome story, ma'am. What are you doing now? I think we all know, but what are you doing now?
As far as, I am continuing to train, obviously. I am practicing my form. I'm getting ready. I want to test again here up soon, coming for Fall Nationals again in midterm. I'm ready to pass it at Fall Nationals this time around, and not be so nervous. So that's what I'm looking forward to now.
So the last time you midtermed, and this is just for all you younger ranks, Mrs. Rambo shared with Chief Master and the staff that she was very nervous at Nationals. And how did that midterm go for you, ma'am?
So the previous year when I tested for fourth degree, the times were a little different, and I didn't receive an email or notification that they had switched them to an earlier time. So I was there a little late, so that kind of threw me off, messed me up a little bit. So walking across the big, huge stadium and I'm seeing everyone starting to work out is making me panic. So that didn't help the nervousness. They gave me my number and put me in my pod, my judging table, and it was fine after that. And then, when I hit the mat was just super slippery, making the nerves even worse. So I kind of messed up on my form a little bit, but I mean, it happens. So it was all right. I did my best the rest of the testing as best I could. So maybe to make up my score, you know. But, you know, I fell short 1 point, which I was pretty upset about. But you know what? I picked myself back up and I tested again and midtermed again.
Awesome. Awesome. And you did much better the second midterm, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I did.
So let me ask, what do you think? How has martial arts affected your life so far?
It definitely changed me as a person. Like I said, I started when my father passed away. So I was a totally different kid back then. I was mean. I was aggressive. I was just not a good kid. And then as I started taking classes and changing, like my attitude started getting better at home. My mom can definitely testify all this, that I started being more responsible at home. And then when I hit about camouflage belt, green belt, I was like, I'm ready to start helping in classes. And then when I came in, it was called the SWAT program. When I was just a SWAT member assisting classes, and that totally changed everything around for me. And all I wanted to do was be an instructor at that point, and teach everyone else what I was learning.
SWAT, that brings back a lot of memories. That's awesome. Now, when did you test for fourth degree? I don't think you said when you tested.
It would have been 2018 before I moved here, I think it was, because okay. I tested in October of 2018 for fourth degree.
All right. Yeah. And obviously you said you wanted to go up for fifth degree. How long do you have to be a fourth degree before you can test for fifth?
I think it's 4 years. So I have to midterm 3 times and then a rank test. So this midterm that I just had would have been my first midterm that I passed. And then the next one will be this year, hopefully, will be my second and I'll pass that one.
Awesome. Now, let me ask, what do you enjoy or do you enjoy competing in tournaments? And what do you think about them? What do you think they give to you besides, obviously, the medal or trophy?
I honestly, competition is my favorite thing to do. I absolutely love to compete because I'm just a super competitive person. So what I always take from tournament is I feel like I get better because I look at the other women in my division and in my ring and I'm like, wow, that was a really awesome kick. I need to strive to be that way, or I need to know, you know, look at their sparring and I'm like, oh, I should use that. Or, you know, I just see different things that you don't normally get, because you're looking at people that you don't normally spar, you don't, normally, compete. I'm sorry, not compete, train with. So it's different to see how they learn and what they've learned. So I learn from them, essentially, when I watch them.
Yeah, that's an awesome point, because we do train with the same people over and over and over again. So competing gives you that opportunity to test your skill set against someone you don't normally train with.
Exactly.
So that's an awesome point. Now, what's your favorite event in tournaments?
I am a forms gal myself. I love to do my form.
And folks, if you haven't seen her form, I love watching Mrs. Rambo do her form. I'm more a sparring gal, but Mrs. Rambo makes fourth degree form look beautiful. So
thank you.
Now in your form, what is your favorite kicking combination? Because in the fourth degree form, there's some there's some crazy kicks in there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I don't per se have a favorite combination, but I definitely like the sidekick that's in there before I turn, because I definitely have to hang my leg to make that turn before I do my palm heel strike down. Yeah. That for sure is my favorite, only because sidekick is definitely my favorite kick. So
awesome. Now, let me ask, what kind of advice would you give to students, both children and adults, who are first starting out or even contemplating doing martial arts?
I would say that if you haven't tried it, to try it, because you never know if you're going to like it until you do participate in a class or two. Because, you know, like they say with food, you know, you don't know if you don't like it till you taste it, right? It's the same way with classes. Challenge yourself a little bit, you know, go out of your comfort zone. I think that's where you'll find, you know, you're going to be like, wow, this is something I really like, or wow, this isn't something I like, you know, and that's totally fine. Just like I said, go out of that comfort zone and try something new. And that's how you'll see whether this is for you or it's not for you.
That's great advice. Now, with regards to younger black belts, because I believe you were also in this category where you made third degree at a younger age, but you were not, because we're not allowed to test for fourth degree till we're 18.
Yeah.
How did you stay motivated in that time frame so you could test for fourth degree?
Well, when I hit third degree, the goal of mine was to be a world champ in forms, for the third degree form, because I absolutely love the third degree form, because if you haven't seen the third degree form, you know there's a bunch of sidekicks in it, and that is my favorite kick. So I was completely obsessed with the third degree form. So literally that's all I wanted to do. So myself, I was totally okay staying a third degree before I could test. I was like, sure, I'm cool with that. We can go over sidekicks and sidekicks and sidekicks and sidekicks. And I was okay with that. I didn't have any issues continuing the third degree form. My instructors did keep me motivated with other things. I definitely did a lot. I learned a lot more of combat sparring when I was a third degree. I definitely did do a lot more of that. And I started competing in that. And I love to compete in combat weapons as well. Staying motivated is just you. You kind of have to figure out what you like, And stick with it, because that's kind of, like I said, that's kind of what I did. I absolutely loved third degree form. Like I said, I was totally okay with doing it. I found out that I had another passion for combat weapons, which I started to do more of. And I always asked my instructor questions about everything. I would Google stuff. I would ask him, you know, say, hey, is this something that we can do? Or can you teach me how to do this? Or can, you know, I was that kid. So...
That's awesome. And you know, it is hard to stay motivated, but when you have a passion for something, you'll find a way to keep motivated and keep going and keep practicing. I just want to throw in that it has been such a joy to work with you for the last couple years. I'm excited you keep me motivated, being the old dog, if you will. So I really enjoy working with you. Parents and students, if you have not met Mrs. Rambo, once we are off of the socialization, staying away from folks, please make sure you go up and introduce yourself to her. She's a great person. She'd love to get to meet you. And actually, y'all really have met her if you're doing your videos at home.
Yeah.
So, Mrs. Rambo, I want to thank you for your time, and we appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.